Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight, Pastor Anthony Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, New Creation Church family. We thank God for every intercessor, every prayer warrior, all those who find it not robbery to pray. The Bible says men ought to pray without ceasing, nonstop, always praying. We see so much on our internet. We see so much in the news. We experience so much in our own personal lives. But prayer is powerful and effective according to the scriptures written by James. He said, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous do availeth much. And I love that song by Tamla Mann, Take Me to the King. Take me to the King. When all else fails, take us to the King. When we don't know what to do, go to the King. When we don't have a direction to go, we ought to go to King Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we thank God that we always have a Lord and a Savior who is available for you and I, day and night, 24/7, to God be the glory. 365 days a year, he's made available for you and I. In the midnight hour, he's available. When you're tossing and turning, he's available. In the midst of hardship, our God is available. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The mercies of the Lord, the grace of God are for us today in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to read a few verses of scripture as we look at the Old Testament book of 2 Kings, chapter number 5, looking at the life of Naaman. 2 Kings, chapter number 5, looking at the life of Naaman. Verse number 1, the Bible reads, now Naaman was a commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. Lord Jesus. Verse number 10, Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. Verse 13 and 14. Naaman's servants to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? Jesus. So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored, and he became clean like that of a young boy. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
The power of prayer. Prayer is a powerful thing. It is what Jesus told us to do. He said, when you pray, meaning that there was a commandment for us to pray as believers, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. God made it simple. God made it doable. God made it available. And as simple as prayer is, there are so many that won't go to this thing called prayer.
Yeah.
It is powerful and effective. Now, Naaman did not pray. Naaman did not even follow instructions initially, but God has commanded you and I to pray. And even as we look at the life of Naaman, we see that the prophet, the man of God, gave him instruction. And with that instruction, he did not follow. He said, as the story reads, "Are there not greater waters than the Mighty Jordan in the region and the land in which I reside? Naaman, you have leprosy. You should be desperate. You have an impossible situation, and the man of God gave you a cure. He gave you an answer." And it took another voice in his ear, another woman from the people of God, saying, "If he told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more something as simple as dipping seven times in the Jordan, and you'll be cleansed?" And the Bible said, at that instruction, he went. Sometimes you and I just need to stay on our face in prayer. Yeah. We need to stay on our knees in prayer. Yeah. We need to pray without ceasing. When we see our children going in the opposite direction of what God will is for their lives, we need to pray. When we see our marriages and our families under attack, we need to pray. When we see a certain spirit in our churches, invading our churches, dividing our churches, trying to infiltrate our churches, we need to pray. As simple as it sounds, I thank God for you tonight that you see it not robbery to pray, that you see it's important to call in every Tuesday night to pray, that we know that what we are doing Tuesday nights are making a difference.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He said, when my people pray,
yes.
Naaman listened to the instruction, and Naaman got the healing. What do God need to do in your life that seems impossible in this moment? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost already. I don't know what you're going through, but I know you're going through something. I don't know what you're facing, but I know there's something in your life, because the devil knows his time is short, and because his time is short, he's coming after the people of God in a stronger and more desperate way. So whatever you're facing, listen to the pastor, listen to the prophet, listen to those in our ear that mean us good. It took not just the prophet, it took not just the pastor, it took not just the man of God, but the servant girl, the slave girl, the girl who was looked at as inferior, and beneath the people that she was serving, had wisdom to Naaman. Naaman had money, and it couldn't help him. He was a leper. Naaman had power, and it couldn't help him. He was a leper. Naaman had good standing with the king of Aram, and he was a powerful man, but that could not help him. Leprosy was a death sentence. There was no cure for leprosy, but God is able. Glory be to God. Our God is able to do the impossible. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Now, we don't need to dip in the Jordan today, but we need to be willing and obedient. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. We need to be people of faith, and if it takes five times, if it takes six times, if it takes three times, if it takes seven times, we cannot waver in our faith. That's why Pastor and I try to remain faithful to prayer. New Creation Church was built on the foundation of prayer, and that's why we are still around 9 years later, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. When the enemy came in like a flood against our marriage, we prayed. When the devil attacked our children with sickness and disease, we prayed. When the devil comes in to your life, your family, your situation, I guarantee you, when you pray, he begins to back up. When you pray, he goes in retreat mode, because the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and God will draw near to you. The devil walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He has no authority over you. He has no ability over you and I. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And when we continue to believe God, we'll see signs, wonders, and miracles following us who continue to believe God. So I said all that to say, sometimes it looks like our prayers are not working. Sometimes it looks like God is maybe taking his time. Sometimes it looks like it hasn't happened yet. And you're wondering, God, are you going to do it? Habakkuk said, though it tarry, wait for it. Habakkuk said, God has given you a vision. Hold on to that. See yourself healed. See yourself delivered. See yourself victorious in the name of Jesus. My wife preached a word this weekend at Women's Conference and at a church that she was a guest at, the guest preacher in Elizabeth, and she preached a message, it's time to shift. Naaman needed to do something different. And when he did something different, he got different results. So when we pray and ask God for wisdom, I believe that he's going to give you wisdom. When we pray and ask God for solutions and answers, I strongly believe that he's going to give us the answers and the solutions. After all, on the cross, he said it is finished. After all, in Genesis, when God created all things, he said that it was good. It's all good. We continue to say it. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And we say that because once God created creation and saw that it was good, he made man in his own image. He breathed the breath of life into man, and he made man in his likeness and in his image. And now man is what represents God in the earth realm. So you pray for me, I pray for you, and we get the Vic area of life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you did not stop performing miracles at Naaman. You did not stop performing miracles when Peter walked on the water. You did not stop performing miracles when the first miracle was performed by you, turning water into wine. You're still a miracle working God. You're still Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. You're still Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. You're still Jehovah Nisi, Lord you reign. You're still El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You're God Almighty. You're a mighty God. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the everlasting Father. Your glory be to God. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the Counselor. You're the mighty God. And that's why we're coming to you. We are praying. We are seeking your face. We're turning our place down. We're turning back to our first love. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that we need will be given unto us. You said, why worry about tomorrow? Tomorrow will have enough worries of its own. So right now, we cast down and we bind up that spirit of worry. Yes. Right now, we cast down and we bind up that spirit of fear. Right now, we bind up and we cast down that spirit of doubt and unbelief, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, God spoke and creation became. And the Bible says, speak those things that be not as though they were. Your family is blessed.
Yes.
You are blessed and highly favored. You are more than a conqueror, and you are a winner that cannot lose.
Yes, sir.
God has already seated you and I in heavenly places.
Yes,
God had already ordained it for us to be in him and through him and for him before the foundations of the world began. For Jeremiah said it best, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I called you, and I destined you to be great in the earth realm. Like Esther, were we not born for a time such as this? Oh, I serve a Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Lord, you're wonderful. Lord, you're awesome. Lord, you're mighty. That's why no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against everyone on this prayer line, no weapon formed against our family and our children, no weapon formed against our loved ones will be able to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak with authority in our voice because you have given us all authority. We speak knowing that you're casting down demons on assignment. We speak in the name of Jesus. You said pray for the weak. You said pray for those who are lost. You said pray for those who have been deceived. So, Lord, we're praying for this lost world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help our law enforcement all throughout this country, all throughout this land, the county police, the local police, the state police. In the name of Jesus, help our military, help law enforcement at every level. Help our communities work in agreement with law enforcement. In the name of Jesus. Bring peace back to our neighborhoods, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop allowing the people of God to walk in fear. Oh, glory be to God. Afraid sometimes to go into the house of prayer. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Lord, help people in the name of Jesus. Know that they can fall on their face, and although it seems simple, although it seems minor, although it seems like they're not doing enough, prayer is powerful. Prayer is effective. Prayer is the thing that gets the heart of God and the mind of God and the attention of heaven.
Glory.
I saw like Jacob in Genesis around that 34th chapter. The Bible says he was in a land and God put a ladder before him. And all of a sudden, the Lord God stood at the top of the ladder. And angels started descending. And angels started ascending. Glory be to God. And that's how God is going to do it for you and I. Angels are descending right now on your behalf, preventing car accidents, preventing people doing you harm or doing your family harm. God is dispatching angels right now to guard over your house and your possessions in the name of Jesus, even guarding your very life. Oh, hallelujah. And right now, as we pray, angels are ascending. Oh, I see this thing in the spirit realm. As we pray, angels are ascending, giving messages back to God, bringing messages back to heaven on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. He says when we pray, don't be anxious for nothing. We can't be anxious. We got to be of good cheer and wait on the Lord. And again, I say wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good cheer. And again, I say wait on the Lord. It looks like God may tarry, but God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. Has not God said it? And shall he not do it? In my study of the Bible, I was reading Jonah, and the Bible says Jonah disobeyed God, and he went down to Tarshish. He went down in the ship. He went down into the belly of the ship and fell asleep. And then when God sent a storm over the water, they cast lots, and they was wondering why God was coming against them. And Jonah said, I'm a man of God. I'm running for what God called me to do, to speak to Nineveh, that they might repent and God might show them mercy. And as he went down, he said, I'm the reason why you might drown. I'm the reason why y'all might lose your life on this day. And he said, just throw me over in the water. Throw me over in the ocean. I'd rather drown and give my life over to glory than to go to those people that are my enemies. And God allowed a fish to swallow up Jonah. God allowed Jonah to stay in the belly of the whale for 3 days until he came to his right mind, and he prayed. Oh, glory be to God. I said the man of God prayed, and he repented, and God caused the whale, the fish, to vomit, and Jonah went on to do what God called him to do. And I'm here to tell you, when you pray for your children, when you pray for your marriage,
yes.
when you pray for the sickness that may be trying to attack your body,
God
will heal you.
Yes.
God will deliver you.
Yes.
God will set you free from every affliction, every infirmity, every disease in the name of Jesus. I was reading Psalms 113, and he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, forget not his benefit.
Yes.
It said, the one that heals all of my diseases, and the one that saves me from my destruction. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So I don't know what you're going through. It doesn't even matter the magnitude of it.
Yeah.
I know that God is able.
God is able.
I know that God will do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. In the name of Jesus. So the devil is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Yes.
And as I give this phone line over to my wife, I'm just going to ask the prayer line to pray for me. I've been given a negative doctor's report, but I'm already healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm already set free from my infirmity.
Yes.
I believe by faith right now that God has already healed me.
Yes.
But I received a diagnosis from the doctor in April.
Yes.
To God be the glory of colon cancer.
Yes.
And I'm asking the prayer line, the prayers of the righteous, to pray for me. I'm already delivered.
Yes.
I'm already set free.
Yes.
But the prayers of the righteous, two or more gathered in his name, we will get the victory in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So to God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God is Shatah. To God be the glory. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And I'm already cured. I'm already set free. I got to go through the process. But it's already done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise. Hallelujah. Like Pastor said, he's been given a bad diagnosis from the doctors, but God has the prognosis. Amen. Hallelujah. God has already given the prognosis before the diagnosis came. And the prognosis says, by the stripes of Christ, he is already healed in the name of Jesus. So we say, the Bible says, whose report will we believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for each and every one of you believing God with us. We are not swayed, hallelujah, by what the devil brings to us. So we know that God is in control. Amen. So we're going to continue to pray, and then we're going to take some prayer requests. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your healing power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that my husband is already healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for shrinking tumors, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for dissipating cancer, oh God, not just for him, but for anybody else, oh Lord, who may be, Father God, Father God, wrestling with that diagnosis on tonight, God. We pray for healing across this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for total healing, for total victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done on earth as you have already established in heaven, God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We worship you on tonight, God. We magnify your name on tonight, God. You alone are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for each and every person on this prayer line, God. We thank you for your hand and healing upon each and every life, God. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for provision.
We thank you, Lord, for peace. We thank you for joy, God. We thank you for prosperity, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for protection, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for purpose, God. We thank you for destiny, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on tonight, God, because you are worthy to be praised. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Go into every household, God, and touch each and every individual, oh God. Speak, Father God, to the hearts of each and every individual, God. Touch every family. Touch every family member, God. Touch every son, every daughter, every husband, every wife, God. Touch, 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 oh God. In the name of Jesus, every sibling, every sister, every brother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every grandchild, every great-grandchild. Lord, we thank you for our children. We thank you for our grandchildren. We thank you for our spiritual children, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every person on the prayer line. We thank you for every person who's connected with the prayer line, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for this extension of New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you for divine connection on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, continue to bless and have your way. Bless the local assembly, God. We bind up every demon on assignment, God. We come against division and discord, oh God. We come against this unity and, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the spirit of offense, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for divine order in your house, oh God. Not just the local church house, but every church that's open in your name, God. Help us, your people, to walk in order, God. Help us to be that testament of, Father God, the church that you set up in the land, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we love you on today. We ask that you would send the laborers, oh God. We pray, Father God, to the Lord of the harvest, and we pray for laborers, oh God. Lord, that they will come in from the east, the west, the north, and the south, oh God. That they will come in, Father God, willing to do the work, oh God. That they will come in, Father God, willing to submit to the vision, God. In the name of Jesus, that they will come in connected, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that they will come in, Father God, ready to tithe and sow, God. In the name of Jesus, to give, Father God, as you have, Father God, ordained in your word, God, that the house will be provided for by the people, the church house will be provided for by your people, God. So, Lord, we thank you for every need in New Creation Christian Ministries being met, God. We thank you, Lord, that the ministry shall go forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you tonight, God, for souls being saved in this house, for lives being changed in the local assembly, for the captives being set free, oh God, for yokes being destroyed, God, for a spirit of unity in the house, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen my husband. Continue to strengthen me, oh God. As we go forth, continue to strengthen every member, God, that is connected to this house. As we go forward to do the work that you called us to do. So, Lord, we thank you for increase. We thank you for increase. We thank you for increase in New Creation Christian Ministries, God, and we consider it already done. We thank you for increase in every house, every home, every life under the sound of my voice, and we consider it already done. So, Lord, thank you. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for every caller tonight. If you have a prayer need, if you have a prayer request, if you have, glory be to God, even a praise report to encourage somebody on tonight, we're going to get to every caller. We thank God for every caller on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Our God is good.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. He's an awesome God.
Yes.
So we know that in all things, those who love God called according to his purpose, we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and called according to his purpose.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to start taking calls. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Yes. To God be the glory. We're going to take this first caller tonight, and we thank God for every caller. Just be patient with us. Oh, hallelujah. Touching the grief. God is able. Oh, 370. God bless you tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for the power in this prayer line this evening. Thank God for each and every Tuesday night, the spirit to pray. I thank God for allowing us to be Christians that grow in faith and become mature. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to have childlike faith. I thank you, Father, for the praise report that I just received. The blessing of Jesus that covers your child, Pastor Anthony Simmons. I thank you, Father, as I heard that praise report, as I heard him exalt and magnify you for covering him under the blood. He already knows that's a part of his salvation to be healed. And he's already rejoicing and praising you for healing him. It made me think of Jesus as he was peaceful when the disciples fretted about not having enough to feed the multitude. But Jesus thanked God for the problem. And I thank God for allowing him to let me hear the Holy Ghost and Pastor Anthony thank God for the problem of the doctor saying he was sick. But thank God for healing him. There is going to be souls saved because of that testimony. And I also thank for your help me, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, standing there beside to edify the father and to edify her husband, who they are spiritually connected as one. I thank God for allowing the faithful few to come to this prayer line each and every Tuesday night to exalt and magnify Jesus Christ, to edify him and to edify each other. I thank God for New Creation Christian Ministry. I thank God for training the saints up in the manner that he wants them to go. I thank God for the Holy Ghost and Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, training the saints up, seeking and hungering for Jesus Christ. I thank God for allowing y'all to train the saints of New Creation Christian Ministry to be dangerous Christians. Meaning, when they are set free from the chain of the teaching that God is doing through y'all with them, they are set free in a dangerous manner to stand against the gates of hell. Because the enemy is already defeated. He will not prevail. We have the victory in Jesus. Yeah. And I want to thank God again for y'all yielding yourself to the gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for allowing y'all to exalt and magnify, which is already glorified, because he is a God of glory. And I thank him for allowing his manifestation to be breathed in New Creation Christian Ministry and in your home, in your marriage is blessed mightily because of the Messiah. I thank God for the healing blood that covers you, Pastor Anthony. I thank you for walking in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for walking and rejoicing in the healing of Jesus, because I know that blood of the Lamb still has all power. You are healed because of the blood. You are healed because of the blood. And I thank you for rejoicing. I thank God for that testimony that will win souls. And at this time, I just give God glory and honor. I give him the highest praise of hallelujah. Just allow me to hear the inspiration the Holy Spirit has in the two of you that are one because of Jesus Christ connected you to be one. And I want to thank you, Father, for the work at Hillside, New Jersey. Just have your way continuously with the two, Father, the shepherd and the shepherdess that you chose in the natural, Father, the ones that yield themselves to you, and they're receiving the orders from on high, from the good shepherd, which is you. And I thank you for allowing them to train your sheep, train your people in the manner that you want them to go. Continue to train them to be dangerous Christians. Live outside the box. Take the limitations off our Lord and Savior, because he has supernatural power, and he's a provident God. And I thank him for allowing me to hear you, Pastor Anthony, praise God for the problem. The healing is already yours. You've already received it because you're rejoicing. Souls will be saved because of this testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, and I praise you, and I exalt you. And at this time, I say amen and amen. Power to the people of this prayer line. Come on, Father. Come on, Father.
Glory to God. There is power, wonder worship power, in the blood of the Lamb. There is healing, wonder working healing in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you, minister. I thank you, man of God, for praying. And I know that God heard your prayer. As you said, glory be to God. The test is going to be a testimony. Many souls will be won. I thank God for victory in every area of life. As you already declared, from Jesus taking and bearing our sins up on that cross, up on the tree, And when he said it is finished, it is written, we already got the victory. We are seated above sickness. We are seated above sin. We are seated above death. Glory be to God. We are seated in heavenly places. So I thank you for that word. I thank you for your prophetic utterances in the name of Jesus. May God continue to use you mightily in the name of Jesus, looking into the mirror of liberty, setting people free with the words and the authority that you speak with in the name of Jesus. Your eye has not seen, your ear has not heard, it has even entered into your heart what God has prepared for you because you are serving him. And I thank you for always praying for new creation, praying for our ministry, praying for our church family. As you know, we are in these last evil and perilous days, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. And new creation is a church, and the enemy tries to come against it every chance it gets, but it will not prevail. Even the personal attacks against our bodies, I thank God for victory. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for your words of encouragement in the name of Jesus and your words of exhortation. And thank you for reminding me I'm already healed, I already got the victory. And that's what this prayer line is all about. The Bible says, how could two, Amos 3:3, how could two walk together unless they agree? And Amos, the prophet, he was not a man of God. He was a farmer. They don't know if he owned the land or just worked on the land. But he told the people of God, how can we get the victory unless we agree with God? We got to be in one accord with God, and they got the victory as God wants you and I, everybody on this prayer line. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter the specifics. You just need to know that you're already healed, you're already delivered, and you're going to overcome for the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. That's how you and I overcome. So I thank you for that, my brother, and continue to pray for me. And I thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is a blessing to the prayer line, and he prays for our church. He prays for everybody who calls in on Tuesday night because we're just an extension of our family. We're an extension of our church families, and we know that God can do what man can't do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Yes, we're going to take this next caller. Hallelujah. And that area code?
908.
You're on the air, and God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca.
Glad praise the Lord.
Glad to be in the house of prayer again, praise God. Thanking God for your testimony. I didn't hear it, but I know it was powerful, praise God. Just thanking God for your healing, Pastor Anthony, knowing God is going to do great things in you. This is only a test, like Brother Jamal was saying, praise God. Thanking God for all who blessings flow. Amen. Thanking God for everyone in the church. First of all, I thank God for just allowing me to wake up this morning, clothed in my right mind, activity of all my limbs. Thanking God to hear my pastors and everyone on the prayer line in the land of the living again, praise God. It's so important that we just be grateful for every day that we wake up, because every day is not promised to us, and we are to live life to the fullest, regardless of what we go through, praise God.
Yes.
I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony, you being our shepherd, you just listening to God and just having God having his way in your life, knowing God is just going to work out this small thing. It's just a small thing. It's just a test. Because your next level is much higher, praise God. Thank God for where you have brought us from, listening to God, and we listening to you over the pulpit every Sunday, and knowing that God is going to do great things with you. You have such an upright heart for God, and we love you, Pastor. We love you so much. We're going to go through this with you. And we just going to carry you and hold your arms up. I know that I've been slacking in some things, but I listened to Woman to Woman yesterday, and that was personally for me, praise God. I thank God for that word on yesterday, Pastor Rebecca. It was so good. Got me excited, ready to move out, praise God, and God.
Yes.
I'm just looking forward to this summer being such a joyous occasion this summer. We're going to do, I have a slight headache, and I would like for you to pray for that.
Yes.
But I just want my pastors to know that I love you dearly, and I pray for you every day. And every time I think about you, a smile come on my face because God is just doing great things to you both. He's strengthening you both because the best is yet to come. It
Amen.
Ain't over. God says it's over. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Well,
Be encouraged. That's all I hear is just be encouraged.
But I receive that order. I receive that in the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness or disease cannot stop us, but we go through our trials, and I thank God for the prayers coming this way.
Yes.
He sent his word that I might be healed. Anybody dealing with sickness or disease on the prayer line, we already delivered and set free from our infirmity.
Yes.
So I thank you that, you know, like you said, I've already got the victory. You already got the victory over that headache.
Yes.
Minor or major, we got the victory. It doesn't matter what it is because he comes with sickness. Satan tries to come with sickness, but he has no power over us. So I thank God as we get the victory. As we go through whatever test God sends our way, we already are more than conquerors. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Lori, Lord. Right now, we cancel that headache in the name of Jesus. Right now, give her peace in her mind. I thank you for regulated blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Regulate her blood pressure. Glory be to God. I thank you that, hallelujah, whatever is causing a headache, Lord, right now, it will disappear in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you have power. We plead the blood over her life right now. We speak peace into her life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, remove every sickness and disease that would try to plague her. Glory be to God. According to Psalm 91, you said no plague will come near her dwelling. And that's for everybody on the prayer line. In the name of Jesus, you will satisfy us with long life. Oh, hallelujah. Because we put our trust in you in the name of Jesus. And on this prayer line, we're abiding under the shelter of the Almighty. We are right there under the shadow. We are right there in the shelter. And the devil cannot stop us. Like Job, there's a hedge around our lives. So I thank God for Mr. Lori, Elijah, Ashley, Isaiah, the grandbaby, the daughters, the other grandchildren. Lord, bless the Davis family in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe, Lord. We thank you for supernatural provision, Lord. Give Lori increase in her house in every area, financially, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Glory be to God. Increase in every area of her life. Strengthen this young woman of God. Strengthen her, Lord, even when she's feeling weakened, Lord. Strengthen her from the inside out in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her faithfulness to her pastors, her faithfulness to New Creation Church. I thank you, Lord, that she's a member of our local assembly. And I thank you for her life and her family, Lord, and her prayers that come toward her pastor. And the love that she extends towards us, Lord, every opportunity she gets. So, Lord, bless her. Bless her indeed. Enlarge her territory. Let the hand of the Lord be on her life. And let favor and grace follow her all the days of her life. In the name of Jesus. And we count it done. And we say she's blessed. And it's already been decreed and declared. And it's already established. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we received that word. We heard the prophetic word. We heard God loudly and clearly to be encouraged. And he said it twice, be encouraged, because there's a couple of angles that the devil would try to come, but he's already defeated, and we are encouraged on every aspect. On every aspect of the battlefield, you know, we can't be defeated because we're already victorious. So that is the word from the Lord to be encouraged, and we receive that on today, amen, to continue to walk forth rejoicing. We ain't even walking forth. We're leaping and jumping and skipping and running and rejoicing, amen, with God. Amen, because we know, like you said, that greater is coming. So we definitely receive that. Also, the prophetic utterances are coming forth for tonight, and we definitely receive that on tonight. God bless you, and we love you.
Love
amen.
You.
Amen.
God bless. Amen. We're going to take another caller. Sister Lori is a blessing to this church.
Yes.
And she, hallelujah, we thank God. Amen for her prayers and her concern for her pastor.
And last night on Woman to Woman, for those of you who don't listen, Woman to Woman is every Monday night from 7 to 8 and on the same line. And last night I brought forth a prophetic word, it's time to shift. It's time to shift. So she received that word, and I thank God that not one word has fallen to the ground. My God, so many of us are shifting in this season. Amen. We can't stay where we were. We have to go where God has already ordained for us to be. So even in the middle of trials and tribulations, we are shifting. It is time to shift. Amen. We're going to take this next caller, area code 678. God bless you. Your line is open.
From the highest of heights in the depths of the sea, creation revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? Or seen heavenly storehouses laden in snow? Who imagined the sun and gives source to its light, yet conceal it to bring us the coolness of night? None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the skies and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God.
Yes.
You are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the skies and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depths of my heart, and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God.
May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. Thank you, God. I declare and decree supernatural healing over Pastor Anthony's life.
Yes.
No weapons formed against him, against Pastor Rebecca or the family shall prosper.
Yes.
I thank God that he's getting ready to open a door for me to go through, and I know that he'll go through it with me. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for everyone on this prayer line that come together on Tuesdays on one accord. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Lay your hands on Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony's life and their family, and God bless them both. I just want to ask for a prayer for my son, that God blesses him too, my family, that God bless him, and Pastor Anthony, I love you so much. I pray for you, and I will continue praying for you because I know that you will have the victory.
Yes.
God is amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I
receive
that. And thank you for your prayers. I know that heaven hears you, and
yes.
the prayers of the righteous avail as much. I already got the victory, but I thank God for the prayers of those
yes.
who are concerned about me, who
yes.
care about me, who love me. I thank God that God hears your prayers. And
yes.
that great door that has opened for you,
yes.
no man can shut.
Yes.
You're about
yes.
to go into and just step
you.
Into a great season in your life.
Hallelujah.
The enemy tried to get you to give up. The enemy tried
yes,
to get
Lord.
You to quit. The enemy tried to get you to throw in the towel. But
yes.
there's something on the inside of you that will not give up.
Wow.
And because
no,
of that,
thank you, Jesus.
A great door has opened
Jesus.
For you. A great opportunity
yes,
is about to fall in your lap.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come to your life
hallelujah.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
A new chapter, God is about to write. In your great life,
Jesus.
In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
so, Lord,
you,
even as
Lord.
You continue to bless Maria, as you
hallelujah.
Continue to cover her seed
yes.
in the area of her son,
yes.
her
yes.
prosperity,
yes,
Lord.
Lord,
as you continue to allow her bloodline,
yes.
Her sister
yes,
and her
Lord,
family,
you,
Lord, Sister Carmen, those that she loves and cares
yes.
about, as you continue to bless them, Lord,
yes.
let
thank
her,
you,
Father
you.
God, be the light of this world and the salt of this earth.
Thank
as
you,
people
thank
see her being
Lord.
Blessed, as you prepare a table before her
yes,
in the presence
Jesus.
Of every
hallelujah.
Enemy, as
hallelujah.
You silence every condemnation, every condemnation, as you, Lord, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
Allow
Jesus.
No weapon formed against her to prosper.
Yes,
I thank you for her life. I thank you that her ladder shall
thank
be greater.
You,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That greater
hallelujah.
Is coming in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Your best days are the rest of your days.
Thank
in the
you, Lord.
Name
thank
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank you for this opportunity and this door. You said, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And Lord,
yes,
I thank
Lord,
you that you will saturate her life
yes.
with blessings,
you,
that she's
thank
living
you,
under an open heaven. And that God, hallelujah. You will still have your mighty hand, that you will move every blockage, that you will remove every mountain out
yes,
of her way,
Lord, thank
that
you
will remove
hallelujah.
Every hindrance out of her way,
hallelujah.
In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Jesus.
If, just like a plane on a runway need clearance,
yes,
I pray
Lord.
That you give her clearance, Lord,
Jesus.
That you give her freedom. To
thank
prosper
you,
in every
yes.
area of life.
Yes.
In
thank
the mighty
you,
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
The
so, Lord, I thank you. So, I just thank you for her prayers.
Thank you.
I thank you for her
thank
family.
You.
her sister Lisa, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Brother Jamal, those who have been introduced to the prayer line, through Carmen and Sister Maria, Miriam, and Mother May Thomas, so many names that we can call out
that are faithful
to this prayer line. Even as I shared, Lord, what I'm walking through, I can trust this prayer line to pray for me. And I thank you, Shaha. I'm about to run around my house. I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
you for the blessings and the prayers of the righteous that avail us much. From the foundations of the world, you saw this moment that we will be praying for one another, that we might
be healed according to the word.
Confess your faults one another for one another that you might be healed. So as we pray for each other, we know that we got the victory. I just want to say this, indescribable, unobtainable. There are no words.
He's an amazing God.
We had 10,000 tongues. There's not enough words in the English vocabulary to describe our word, our God.
Thank you.
He's indescribable.
We can't describe him. Amazing God.
So that song encouraged me. You're an amazing God. That song encouraged my heart tonight. And I thank God for you.
Yeah.
I thank God for both of you. And Pastor Anthony, you are victorious. You are victorious. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I received that.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. He is. God bless you. He is victorious. He doesn't look like what he's going through. The doctors are amazed. The nurses are amazed.
Thank you, Jesus. They were looking at
Paul when the snake bit him. You should be about falling out about now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We walk up in there with the glory of the Lord. Amen. He has a smile on his face as he walks in. He has a smile on his face as he walks out.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
With the joy of the Lord being our strength. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm helping on tonight, but you got to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you had to tap into the joy of the Lord. And Sister Maria, you know, you walk this walk. We walk with you through some stuff, and we kept telling you, keep praising God.
Keep praising God.
Look at you. You're the biggest praise on this planet.
Yes,
you talk every week.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you tonight again, Amen. Yes. And just bring us back the praise report. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, definitely. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to take another call. We have another. Listen, if you want, if you need prayer or you have a praise report, press 1. We see your hand, caller. We see your hand. And we're going to take another caller. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We have another area code 678.
Amen. 678, you're on the air.
Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, this is Lisa Maria's sister.
Yes. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how are you? I just came at the end. I'm so sorry. I came home from work so tired, started cooking, and totally. I said, oh, my God, wait a minute. Got to get on the prayer line. But I'm happy that I made it. I'm happy that I was able to hear you guys, my sister singing. She's so devoted to your prayer line. She loves you both dearly. I love my sister a lot. I love you guys a lot. Just want to say thank you, Jesus, for everything he has made possible for me and my family and my sister. I know that he's going to put his hands over you guys and bless you, both of you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. We love you, and I'm happy that I made it on time. I don't know if I'm the last caller, but I am so glad to be online to share this with you guys. I love you both. And God is so good to me. He's so amazing. The only thing that I want, that I ask for, is for a prayer. I've been having really bad pain in my feet and horrible pain. I wake up every night with the pain. I go to sleep, wake up with the pain. And, you know, just asking for God all the prayers that you can give, please, out my way. I will gladly appreciate it.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the manifestation that you continue to do in Sister Lisa's life. We thank you, hallelujah, as you extended the love to us, Lord, even as she cooks for her family, that you'll continue to bless that family. Continue to bless Sister Maria and Carmen and those that you love and care about, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as she reminded me, I got the victory, me and my wife and my family. I thank you. Hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous are availing much. So, Lord, heal that foot area in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, she needs to walk and she needs to not be in pain or discomfort. But in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you order her steps through your word. And we thank you for healing in her feet, the toes, the ankle, the arms, Lord, every nerve, every muscle, every tendon, Lord, every aspect of that foot area, Lord. Heal it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for supernatural ability, Lord, to turn that situation around in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony. We know she's going to get a praise report as she removes that pain out of that foot area, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So continue to perform miracles in her life. Continue to heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And continue, Lord, to bless her and her family in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for her, and we give her to you and her family, Lord. And we say, bless them. Cover them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to do a work that no man can do. Continue to open doors for them. Continue to give them God opportunities, Lord. Continue to make ways out of no way in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, every test, every trial, every trouble, let them know that they already got the victory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca.
To God be the glory.
Thank you so much for the prayer. Likewise, thank you so much. God bless you both.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Lisa. We'll see you next week.
You.
We love you. Amen.
Thank you. We love you, too. Thank you so much for everything you have done. Thank you so much. And I'm going to pray for you guys, okay? You are
great.
Thank you so much.
Amen. We're in this together. Amen. We're going to get the victory together. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, that was our last
That was our last caller tonight. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in our lives. We thank God for increasing even the prayer line that he is just bringing more like-spirited individuals to this prayer line to come and touch and agree with us. This is a time when God, I talked about it earlier, this is a time when God is shifting the church. It's no more time to play church, but God is saying, you know, I'm calling my church from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and each one of us represents the church. And he says, I'm calling my people to get on one accord, and together, one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. And God is going to use us on this prayer line to do a mighty work. So we're going to close out on tonight, but I want to just pray, Father God, we just pray, Father God, for this nation. We pray, Father God, that you, Father God, will bless this United States of America. Father God, we pray for the homeless on tonight, God. We pray for those who are lost. We pray for those who don't know you, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for people to come into relationship with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for healing of this land. We pray, Father God, that you will heal, Father God, all kinds of division and discord and discrimination, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will touch, Father God, the police forces across the land, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, continue to bring healing and unity, Father God, across this United States of America. Lord, we know you are able to do all things but fail. So we give, Father God, this nation to you and say, have your way. Bless every person on this prayer line. Bless every person who's praying for my husband and myself. Bless every person that you have connected to us, oh God. Bless my mother who's listening and who's with us on tonight. Mother May Thomas, continue to keep her, continue to heal her, continue to bless her children and her grandchildren, God. Continue to take care of her every need. Lord, we just thank you for your hand of power and life. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for Sister Carmen on tonight. God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. Continue to bless her household and her husband and her family, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able to do all things for self. So, Lord, we just thank you on tonight, Father God, for miracles and breakthrough and blessings. Bless Jamal and bless Miriam and bless Lisa and bless Maria. Bless, oh God, Lori and bless, oh God, hallelujah, Valerie. Bless, Father God, hallelujah, each and every person, even Reverend Dorsey, Father God, who spoke to me on Facebook through this prayer line tonight, God. Bless those who come on the line and those who don't. Bless those who are listening to the archive. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. And, Lord, we give this prayer line to you tonight. We give all of the glory to you. Only you get the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you alone are worthy. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, wherever you are, just go ahead and praise God. Oh, God is doing some marvelous things in the lives of his people. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for victory on this side of whatever you're walking through. Just thank God for victory here and now. And watch God move. Amen. He's already moving. We just have to see the manifestation of what God is doing in our lives. We love you guys. We love you. We thank you for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. We thank you for you sowing the seed that has been coming through our post office box. Some of you have asked how to sow. Pastors Anthony and Rebecca Simmons. We're at Post Office Box, P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. And only if the Lord leads you. Only if the Lord leads you. Amen. We're here, amen, by obedience to God and out of our love for all of you. Amen. So God bless you. Come and see us. Amen. At New Creation Christian Ministries. We have our service every Sunday at 12:30, and that's at 1482 Maple Avenue. Listen, you think we like to pray. We like to preach too, amen. Hallelujah. We love to preach this gospel because it is the power of salvation. It's the power of healing. It's the power of deliverance, amen. So we thank God for the ability and the opportunity, the privilege of preaching his word, amen, and pastoring his church. Come and see us if you're in town, if you live locally, come and see us, amen. God bless you. I believe we're going to go out on a song. We're going to play, I believe, amen, I believe. Keep believing God. Keep the faith. Keep fighting the fight of faith. Go in peace and serve our Lord. Go in peace and serve our Lord. We love you guys.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Gonna get better.
Oh,
to the flame of pain. trusting him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. He won't even work it out.
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.